Let's welcome Miss Lara Andalio.
Yeah, pababatiin muna natin. Lara, say hi to our listeners.
Hey guys, I'm Lara Andalio. Hope you're having a good morning.
Yes. Say something in Filipino. Magandang umaga po. Can you say something?
Marunong ka magtagalog?
No, I can understand.
You can understand. Okay. Not a word or two, salamat or something.
Salamat.
Yeah.
That's okay. Good.
When did you realize that you had the talent for singing and dancing?
Well, I started dancing at the age of 11, but my mom always tried to push me into the studio, but I always cried when I was little, but I came back when I was 9 and started a bit, but 11 I took it seriously and I started singing lessons then as well, but I've always sung.
Ah, okay. But which do you prefer doing, or both? Singing, dance, singing, or dancing,
both,
or both?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. And do you think this will be your profession now? You have decided that at a very young age of 16,
performing
arts will be your... And your resume is quite impressive, no, for a 16-year-old girl.
You.
No, I'm really impressed. You've done a lot. You've sang in so many... You know, you've been given the many opportunities to sing and to dance and show your talent. And I was told that you're also sing, or you also write your own songs.
Yeah, I recently just released my new debut single, Get a Clue, a few weeks ago. So that was the first release of my original music.
Yep. Is it available on YouTube? Available.
It's available on my SoundCloud, which you can view from my Facebook page at Lara Andalio.
And are we going to be fortunate enough to hear that song later on?
You sure will.
Okay. Okay. So what pushes you to excel more, to do more, Lara?
Well, it's more just for me creatively. Like, I think... to move forward as an artist, like, I have to just keep writing and keep singing and keep exploring new music and researching. Like, it's just something that I feel like I have to do. It's not something that I think I need to be pushed to do.
Hmm. You're a versatile artist. So, but how would you describe your music and dancing? More about hip-hop or...
I'd say R&B,
soul,
pop,
R&B.
And hip-hop.
Okay. And I suppose Destiny's Child are one of your greatest influence.
As a group, yes, their style of music, like just their attitude behind their music, I think is really cool.
Yeah, but do you also follow Filipino music, the Filipino, like the Filipino talents? Nah.
Not as much.
Not as much, but you're
aware.
We're
going to the Philippines in the Christmas holiday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'll definitely have a look at some more music over there.
Just a vacation, or someone has invited you to appear on TV, or...?
Well, we're going as a holiday, but I've... books a few events, I'm pretty sure,
okay,
to do over there.
Good. Okay, that's good. And probably later on we'll see you on TV, a Philippine, Philippine...
Hopefully
Philippine TV.
Yeah.
Okay, but what are your favorite songs other than Destiny's Child? What are your favorite artists?
I love Rihanna, Ariana Grande, and like Kehlani. They're R&B, pop, and hip-hop. That's their genre, so... yeah, I really take influence from them.
Okay, so I heard about your song Close to You, right? You have a version of that from Rihanna.
Yes.
Why did you like that song in particular? Why did you choose that?
Well, it was from when Rihanna released her new Anti album, and everyone was very into the album, but no one, I don't think, paid attention as much to that song.
Mm-hmm.
And I really connected with that song, so I chose that one instead of doing the typical singles that she released with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ngayon naman po, makakasama natin ang puno na saan nagsimula ang bunga.
Proud parents.
Ang mag-asawang si Maria at si Vic Andalo. Welcome sa studio sa inyong dalawa.
Salamat sa inyo.
Yes. Paano nyo nahihikayat o paano nyo... paano kayo nakapag-produce ng ganitong kagaling
na
bata? Pinilit ba ninyo o natural ano lang?
Nature or nurture?
I think it's more an inclination. Kasi mula ng bata si Lara, sabi namin, you follow what you want. You follow your own dreams.
Yeah,
we didn't want to impose our own plans and dreams on her.
Yep.
And she grew up thinking that way. So, you know... much as we would want her to follow our footsteps, but I think bata pa siya, alam na niya na she could do her, you know, her own way.
And Lara, did you enjoy all the encouragement, or was there pressure on you?
Well, at first, I did do a lot of selective tutoring, and I before I started dancing, I was quite heavily doing education.
Academics.
Yeah. But now, is it on the side or you're still
studying?
I'm still studying.
No, I mean, the level of your education. Is it on par with your singing or still, or it's in the.
It's not on par.
Okay, that's good.
But the parents are happy despite that, or.
Yeah, well, as I've said, you know, we'd like her to. Follow her dreams, yeah. And if that's where she's leading to, then
I still get good grades, though.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's the most important thing. So it's not relegated to, it's not relegated to the downside. But well, she's becoming more creative, no? Importante, well, no?
I think she has always had that. So now that she is in that environment where she could nurture and improve on her creative side, then I think that's what's happening.
Yeah,
right
and the
now.
Truth of the matter, you've already composed your own song, and we will let you sing this in the studio for live. Is it first time you're going to sing it in a studio like
yes.
this?
Yes. So. First time acoustic.
Sit you down, baby, and I'm dishing out for you. Can you handle that? Maybe you say it. Yeah, you faking, you playing. Yeah, I'm just saying. Why do you feel the need to lie when it's clear right in the sky? You like a deer in headlights because you know that I ain't the bad guy. I'm so sick of you acting up like that, pretending like you didn't say things. Why's that? Figure it out. I think it's time you understand. You bet you get a clue. I'm so sick of you acting up like that, pretending like you didn't say things. Why's that? Figure it out. I think it's time you understand. You bet you get a clue. Sounds gonna be, you ain't gonna agree. You said it, then you misled it. Better dread it, I'm done listening to excuses inside of reasoning. So now I'm gonna be the one who's in between, feeling good like you would. Get your tongue tied, tongue tied. You had the chance, but you screwed it up. Do you like the way I treat you now? Why do you feel the need to lie when it's clear right in the sky? You like a different headlight because you know that I ain't the bad guy. Yeah. Figure it out. I think it's time you understand. You bet you get a clue. You bet you get a. You bet you get a. You bet you get a clue. You bet you get a. You bet you get a. You bet you get a clue. Figure it out. I think it's time you understand. You bet you'll get a clue. Yeah, you bet you get the. You bet you get a clue. You bet you get the. You bet you get a clue. Now you ain't misbehaving. Now I'm here waving. Now you ain't complaining, amazing.
Lara, probably your last message to our listeners, and we wish you all the best in your budding career.
Thank you very much, and thank you for all the Filipino support out there.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.